In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You and I are not always gracious to other people. Okay, the gospel reading today tells us to be gracious, to be forgiving. Jesus, how many times should I forgive? 7 times? No, 70 times 7. He teaches us to be gracious, but this is very, very difficult for us. Instead of when we should forgive other people, we often stew about it and get angry about it. Instead of forgiving, we often go and tell other people about it, try to spread the gossip about them. Instead of forgiving, we often hold grudges. We're going to try to get back at them somehow, get some kind of revenge. Instead of forgiving, we think of all the reasons why they don't deserve for us to forgive them. This is very hard. So I'm telling you this so that I hope right off the bat you'll see that this gospel reading is for you today. And it's for me too. I need it too. We all need help being gracious, being forgiven. Right now, you can think of a person or 2 people or maybe more that right now you're holding a grudge against instead of forgiving. Okay? We need help forgiving others. And this is what Jesus, this is why he tells the parable. Now he does, he's going to help you and I by talking about money. So we're going to talk a little bit about money this morning. At last week's presidential debate, some of you probably watched it, between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, the question came up about our national debts. First time that question came up in the debate between those two. As you all know, our country owes a lot of money, a lot of money. $19 trillion about is what they say, $19 trillion. You have to kind of look at that number to see how many numbers are actually in it. It's just kind of crazy. It's mind-boggling, right? $19 trillion. In April of this year, there was an article in Time magazine that kind of took that figure and then divided it among all the people that live in the United States, right? So on the cover, it said that every man, woman, and child in America would need to pay this amount, $42,998.12, to erase the national debt, right? So do anybody have an objection? We passed the plate this morning? Yeah, $43,000. That's per person. So for Valerie and I, 6 in our family, just $250,000, right? No problem. I have no problem cutting a check to the government for that, right? No problem. Well, at any rate, it comes up in a presidential debate because you get these different ideas. What are we going to do about this? You know, how are we going to pay down this national debt? Well, this morning, you know, we're not going to get too political. Let's just, we can all understand there are 2 basic ways we could pay off this debt, right? This national debt, $19 trillion. One would be to raise taxes, which in other words just simply means get more money. You know, you get more money, you can pay more towards your debt, you pay it off. And of course, the other one would be to cut the budget. Spend less money so that you have more money to pay towards debt. I mean, it's basic finances. You don't have to turn into the cable news channels for this kind of good stuff, right? You either need more money to pay off the debt or you need to spend less money so the debt goes down. Well, now go to the parable this morning, okay? This is exactly the problem. You and I owe a massive debt to God. Okay? It is the kind of debt that is like $19 trillion. Okay? God has given you and I everything we have in this life, and we waste it, and we rack up massive sins against Him. This debt is really huge. And so now we have our question. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to pay off this debt to God? Okay, well, let's try the first approach. Let's get more money. Let's raise taxes, quote, right, so that we'll have more money to pay off God. Okay? Now, this is actually one of our favorite moves. This is probably our most common move that we want to make with God. This is where we're going to try to raise more good works so that we can pay God off. We're going to raise the taxes on ourselves. We're going to demand more from ourselves. I'm going to be more compassionate. I'm going to be more forgiving. I'm going to be more loving. I'm going to be more patient. I'm going to be funnier, kinder, right? Harder working, wiser. I'm going to be everything God wants me to be. And then He'll be happy with me and my debt with Him will start to go down little by little. I mean, this is bound to work, right? except it doesn't. Because just like with our national debt, what happens when they raise taxes? We just spend more, right? So just like same principle, right? Even if we manage to do a few more good things, what happens? Our sins just increase. You know, what happens the minute you do a few good things? You say, wow, look at me, right? Sinful pride right there, right? So, I mean, even if tomorrow morning, you know, you had all these plans to be this and that and do this and that, you wake up tomorrow and you find out you're the same sinner you were yesterday. It's frustrating, right? We just can't get that debt down. So this isn't going to work. Maybe the second approach, we'll cut the budget. We'll spend less money. And this, again, is another one of our favorite approaches with God. We'll sin less, right? I'm not going to do that anymore, we say, right? So that I'm not going to owe that sin to God anymore. I'm not going to gossip anymore, sure. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to embellish my stories anymore. I'm not going to go out at night and get into trouble anymore, right? I'm not going to skip church anymore, skip my prayers. I'm going to do that. I'm going to cut my sins and lower my debt with God. But alas, you know, this doesn't work either, does it? Because we get rid of this sin or that sin, and then we just become aware of all these other sins we hadn't even been thinking about that we were doing all the time. And not to mention that cutting out sins is about as hard as our government actually cutting their budget. That's about how hard this is, right? Just ask our Illinois governor, Bruce Rauner, how easy it is to cut spending, right? Not too easy. It's not easy for us to cut sins. So is there a third way, right? We owe this debt. We owe it. It's on us. When God, like the king in the parable, when he comes to settle accounts, says, here it is, here's what you owe, what are you going to do? I mean, what will you say when God demands an answer for all these things you've done, for all your foolishness? What will you say when he sets down the record on the table of all your sins? What will we answer? Well, in fact, you know, there is a third way. Okay, raising taxes, cutting the budget, it's not going to do it. There's a third way, and it's called debt forgiveness. Jesus says that the king in the parable, he had pity for this man who owed billions of dollars by our standards today. Billions. And he said, you know what? I'm going to let you go and I'm going to forgive your debt. You're done. You're debt free. I mean, this is really an incredible thing. Now, imagine trying to do this for our national debt, right? Is this going to work out? Debt forgiveness? But it does work for this servant. And it works for you and me. You are debt-free before God. You don't owe him a single penny. Because out of pity for you, God decided, I'm going to pay off that debt myself. And he sent his son to raise taxes and cut spending, right? In a way of speaking. He sent his son to be perfect for you, to do all the good works for you, and to cut the spending to be sinless for you. All so that you could be debt-free and forgiven. Some of you probably remember it was only, I think, like 5, maybe 6 years ago was the last time our congregation paid off a debt. And I hadn't been here long. And it was the debt from the renovating of the sanctuary. And anyway, after we paid that loan off, we had the idea we were going to try to burn the loan papers in here. And it didn't quite go as we expected. They didn't want to burn up right, kind of caused the whole, filled the whole place with smoke. But at any rate, you know, sometimes this is what we do, right? We celebrate being debt-free by burning those papers. Well, that's what God is doing here for you, okay? This is what baptism is. He's burning off your debt. You come here to the font and he says, debt-free, all paid off. Come to the Lord's Supper, debt-free, right? You receive Jesus' body and blood. All of your debt is paid. You're at peace with God. Now that, see, is the only hope that you and I have. It's the only way of handling our debt. We can keep trying to tax ourselves more, try to raise our good works, but it's an endless pursuit. And we can try and cut our spending. We can try and sin less. We might get a victory here or there. But what we have to do is simply kneel before him and say, Lord, have mercy. And he does. He loves you. He's faithful to you. And he forgives your debt. You are debt free. And now then, after hearing all of that, see, after Jesus telling you all of that story, then you're ready to hear about being more gracious and forgiving to others. You heard the parable. I mean, how do you like this servant, right? He's forgiven these billions of dollars and he goes out and the first thing he does is goes and chokes his buddy because he owes him a few thousand dollars. I mean, we hate that guy. What a jerk, right? But of course, what's the point? Jesus says, you and I are often that guy. And that's exactly what we do when we act like other people owe us everything. Okay, it's exactly what we're doing when we refuse to forgive a friend or a neighbor because we think they owe us better than that. Well, God has forgiven our debt. How can you and I demand that other people pay us back for every little thing they do to us? And I think a good, since I'm talking about our country and national debt, I think one thing we can all sympathize with here is that in our country, we often get frustrated with entitlement. And a lot of people think, you know, if we got rid of all this entitlement, you know, we wouldn't have all this debt, this kind of stuff. You know, this idea that the government constantly owes you and I all these programs to pay for everything. But if we don't like that, then we need to look in the mirror. Because we all act entitled when it comes to our friends and our neighbors all the time. We think everybody else owes us. They owe us their time, right? How could they not have time for me? They owe us their kindness. How could they be so rude to me? They owe us a good attitude every time we run into them, right? They owe us their hard work. How could they not give 100%, right? Whatever else it is, we walk around being entitled. Like, we expect everybody to give us a warm smile, warm welcome. We expect everybody to help us when we need help, even if we didn't ask them. We expect everybody to be sympathetic when we're having a rough time. We think we're entitled. We think we're entitled to our husband's attention. We think we're entitled to our wife's respect. We think we're entitled to our kids' good behavior and entitled to mom and dad's money. And yes, we've gone out and strangled our neighbors over the smallest things when God has wiped away our incredible debt. Lord, have mercy on us. So let's look at this differently. We're not entitled to anything. But what we do have is we have enough grace from God to cover everything. Okay? You have enough grace to cover every time someone sins against you. Your friend that's not kind to you or isn't sympathetic to you. You have grace to cover that. Your wife or husband that doesn't give you the attention, the respect you think you deserve. You have enough grace to cover that. Okay? God has poured down this massive amount of debt forgiveness to us and said, here, you're debt free. Go and share it with your friends and your neighbors. Be gracious, he says. And because this is so hard for us, he gave us a prayer so that we can constantly be reminded of this parable and this truth every single day. And you know the prayer very well. We pray it all the time. We're going to pray it again in a minute. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's this parable. I mean, that's exactly what the parable is about. God, wipe away my debt, please, so that I can wipe away the debt that others have against me. Lord, this morning again, I've racked up this incredible debt against you. I've lied. I've gotten angry. I haven't forgiven others like I should. I've carried grudges. I've watched and listened to things that I shouldn't. I've been prideful. Lord, wipe my debt clean. Forgive me my trespasses. Make me debt free. And Lord, when you do, help me to forgive others that same way. Help me to forgive my spouse, my children, my parents, my sister, my brother, my neighbor, my coworker, all of them. Help me to be gracious. And when you pray that prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, God will answer that. He will help you to be gracious because he is that good king in the parable who wipes away all your debt. Makes you debt free. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.